Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And that peppy music reminds me so much of our guest today. We are going to welcome to KDWA our friend Nicole De Palma. She is here to talk about angel numbers. What? Anyway, Nicole, how have you been? How has your time since the last 5 months have been kind of crazy for everybody? How has your time been?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that actually, Mo, I have found that it's given me time to kind of start diving into things that I wouldn't have had time for before. So that's where all of this angel number and numerology stuff has come from. So actually, it's been a good time to do some research and some homework.
Well, that's kind of nice, but I know a lot of people just sat around, but not you, apparently. Well, but I really admire that you took up something that you didn't know very much about but intrigued you. So good for you. You're going to tell us today a little bit about your research on something called angel numbers. Now, I don't know a thing about what you're talking about, but I'm anxious to learn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, angels can count too. They are sending us good messages when we're ready to receive them. And it's kind of all about synchronicity. You probably heard that expression, when you're ready, the teacher will come. And that's kind of the idea with angel numbers, that when you're really ready to get a message, boy, it's going to come through. So angel numbers are just one way that, you know, if you believe this concept or if you're ready to hear it, there are 11 different ways that our guardian angels would like to communicate with us. And the symbols and the vibrations of numbers are one way that they can get a message through.
So you are specifically talking about our guardian angels. And to you, what is a guardian angel?
Well, if people choose to believe it or not, but the concept, of the idea is that we do have guardian angels, and we do have higher beings, higher vibrations that are looking out for us and hoping that we can be our best self. And when they cannot interfere with us because we're free will creatures, but if we're looking for some higher guidance, or if we're trying to rise above or really asking for answers to big questions in our life, if we're really open to what our guardian angels can share with us, the message is coming through numbers, you know, in a really happy coincidence time, can help open our eyes to what we might miss or to lead us toward learning a little bit more. It's just about happy little coincidences.
It's comforting to know that we have a guardian angel that's trying to help us.
I think so. I need all the help I can get.
I agree. So, Nicole, tell us a little bit about what you learned in your research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I went ahead and literally put down what the definition of angel numbers are. And if it sounds kind of gobbledygooey, I'll kind of break it down a little bit. But the real definition is angel numbers are sequences of numbers that carry divine guidance by referring to specific numerological meanings. And what that means in a nutshell is that each number, 1 through 9, have a certain vibration and a certain meaning to them. And when we see numbers in sequences, for example, if we see 222 and we see it often in our day, or we keep asking ourselves, why do I keep seeing 444? What's going on with that? Usually there's a meaning to that. And for example, 222, the number 2 has its own meaning, or the number 4 has its own meaning. And when we see multiples, say 222, if we're looking at the time, or if we look up at, say, our oven and it's on 222 and we should have put it on 250, that type of thing, there's, if you could, you could interpret it that our guardian angels are trying to say, hey, you know what, would you please go pay attention and find out what the number 2 means, because I'm trying to tell you something.
So each number has something that it specifically means?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure does.
Are you going to tell us that?
I can, yeah, uh-huh. And right off the bat, I'd like to say that if people will say, well, there was 1 through 9, but what happened to 10? Well, 0 is an amplifier. So 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 or 200, anytime there's a number with 0 behind it, 0 is amplifying what the meaning of the digit meant. So, for example, 1 is meaning originality or leadership or independence or the beginning of learning new and original things. New and original items are coming into your life. So if you're looking up and you see 10 o'clock, for example, and you're kind of asking a question in your head, should I start a new venture? Or is this new relationship going to be beneficial? And you look up and you see 10 o'clock on your clock, something like that. It means that, yes, because there are zeros behind that one, the angels are saying, I think this might be a good thing because the number 1 is being amplified with zeros. So, yep, every one of these numbers has a meaning to it, and the number 1 is originality, leadership, and the beginning of something that's new and positive.
And how about number 2?
Number 2 is our cooperation number, that associations can be meaningful, or that if you see the number 2, it means that you're sensitive to others and that you can be cooperative and sensitive more to others if you see that number 2 or 222, something like that.
And what do you think about the year 2020?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked that question. When you see 2020, you know, we can take this year and go, holy cow.
A big fat thumbs down.
This year? Yeah. What the heck happened to 2020? If we can pick this up, you know, we're almost midway through the year now. We're into August, and we've got basically about 5 months left of this year. If we look at the positive angle of twos and zeros repeating, it's really asking us at a higher vibration, if you will, could we please cooperate with each other? Do you remember when Rodney King said, people, could we please get along? Mm-hmm. I think it's asking if we could please get past some partisanship and some standing in each other's corner, and if we could reach out to each other, and especially that concept of listening, cooperation, sensitivity to each other. I think especially now, since we're midway through the year, and we know that 2 is a number of cooperations and sensitivity, and now we've got it amplified by zeros in there, I'm kind of looking at the year 2020 and how it's speaking to me is, let's see if we can kind of hear each other across divides, if we can find a way to reach out, and if we can find a way to really hear what each of us is saying, especially if it doesn't really agree with we're thinking. But being humans and having the ability to make choices and higher choices, I think that 2020, especially right now, could maybe be a good year for all of us to pick up and move forward.
How about the number 3?
3 is spirituality, that idea of Trinity, creativity, self-expression, new avenues of creativity. I really like that because if you see 333 or the number 3 with a bunch of zeros after it, that's asking you, you know, hey, if you had a thought kind of rolling around your head for a new idea, new hobby maybe, new endeavor, new adventure, this would be kind of a symbol that, you know what, if you think that you might not be a creative person, your guardian angels are saying, I think you can. 3 is, and also that spirituality tied in there too, that idea of Trinity. And then, you know, if you look at the what they call the three-legged stool for support underneath you, 3s really are a dynamic, creative, supportive number.
And how about 4?
4 is stability at work and career. It's a warning about your career situation. 4 is kind of asking, especially in the career realm, if you're feeling like something is off, something is not right. Something needs a little bit more homework applied to it, a little bit more research. Four is saying kind of let's go back to the blackboard and let's kind of delve in and pay attention to the details a little bit more. So especially in a business situation, career situation, it can be people relationships. It can be number relationships, meaning are you paying attention to your books? Are you doing your accounting details, that kind of thing? It may be just saying, you know what, look over here, look a little bit deeper. If there are items, you know, loose threads that need to get tied up, it's kind of that dusting up. And if we pay attention now, we might be avoiding some problems farther down the road.
Interesting. How about five?
Yeah. Five is all about adventure. It's about adventure, excitement, higher consciousness. Good times are on the way. So I love to look at my clock, and if I look up and see 555, I love that. Because if I'm thinking that, you know, do I need to get out of my rut a little bit? Is it time to go try something I've been thinking about? 555 is just saying, come on, let's go for it. Let's go explore. Let's go get out of our comfort zone. Maybe if, for example, a lot of times if I'm thinking about getting on a bike and going for a nice bike ride, or if I'm thinking about going out to see my horse and trying something new, that type of thing. Or if people are saying, I wonder if this is time maybe to take that trip, you know, safely that I've been thinking about, and you're seeing fives all over the place, that might be your indication that, yep, let's go ahead and go for it. It's got adventure written all over it.
Oh, I love
it's
it. How about number? How about six?
Everything connected with your home, including your family ties and responsibilities. Sixes are asking you to pay attention to the home, to the house, and to the relationships that live within that home. And that can mean your spouse, your partners, your children, even your extended families, your parents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, anybody that is, you feel, closely tied with your home. So if you're having questions about, do I need to do some home improvement? Do I need to do some, even just redecorating? Or if you've been thinking about putting even something big like an addition on, or, you know, that remodel down in the basement. Or how are my kids doing? How are my parents doing? If I'm, say, a godmother, godfather to someone, and it's a tie that feels drawn into your home and how you feel about home, that's what sixes are all about. Fun, nice, cozy number.
One of my favorite numbers is seven. What is that?
Seven. Well, there's a luck that's tied with it. But here's another piece to seven. In its alignment with your spiritual purpose. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Seven is the number of spirits and opportunities to align with the divine purpose that you will be opened up to. So besides just feeling like lucky sevens, you know, when you see 777, we all know that feeling. But how about being tied to a higher purpose? Asking you to, you know, that can you be more? Can you rise up more? Is there a little bit more gas in that tank that you think that you can dig into? Sevens are asking you for that higher calling, that higher spirituality, that higher vibration of you. You know, we can just kind of cruise along, but sevens are asking, can you kick it up a little bit? I think sevens kind of have a sparkling quality to them. And now I've kind of always felt that about sevens, and now I kind of know why.
Mm-hmm. What about eight?
Eights are all about abundance and material prosperity, guidance on how you can attract having abundance while achieving deeper spiritual purpose. So it's not just about getting more to have more. It's not just about making money to have more money. If you're driven by wanting something because there's a greater good there, or the idea of, I'd like to have more money in my life. Oh, let's just throw this out. I'd like to have more money in my life because I can use that to, oh, I'm going to throw an example. If you were thinking about having an animal shelter, or you wanted to donate to a cause and you'd like to have more money, more extra money, so that you could send it that way. That's what eights are all about, and allowing greater abundance into your life, not just to have more, but what are you going to do with that more? How are you going to treat that more? And also, if you think about what an eight looks like, it's the infinity loop.
Mm-hmm.
The ending is always coming out of the beginning. So eights are the number for prosperity, but also a higher purpose to that prosperity.
And that brings us to nine. What is that?
It sure does. Yep. Accomplishment. It's kind of a nice way to finish off the single digits. So it's accomplishments of your efforts and your deeper purpose and the source, being tied to your source. And are you on track? Are you living out what your life purpose is? And, you know, some people might call it a bucket list, but we all know old souls. We all know youngsters that just are, you know, they come into this world and they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they set out on that path. You know, kind of that Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. And that can apply, I think, to any age. And the number nine is kind of that number that says, yeah, you're working in that higher purpose. Are you still on track? Do you still feel that enthusiasm for what you're doing and to keep guiding you along? But not just that as a child you knew what you were going to do, but maybe you've come into a retirement age and you have some extra time now, or in COVID when we're kind of tied to the home a little bit more, and maybe it is finding out a little bit more about questions you might have had of something and now setting on your path to go do some research and get involved into other things and other purposes and other people. It's an exciting jumping off number.
So how do we know when these numbers are popping out to us?
Again, usually it's the idea of coincidence and happy little accidents and synchronicity. And I think that we've all had something happen where we know we've been in the right place at the right time with the right people, that kind of feeling. If we're asking questions in our mind or we're getting a nudge somehow and you can't quite explain it, but interestingly enough, if you can look up and you say again, you see a clock with that time, or let's say that you open up a book and it's fallen to page number 9, or you're looking at a map and you look at the mile markers and there's a 7, or you just feel the vibration of a number. And for example, you had mentioned that you enjoy 7. And I enjoy the number 1 a lot and how that multiplies out. Or even your birthday. You know, what day of the week were you born on? If it's, you know, for example, a 22, or you were born on a 1, or you were born on a 4. And what does the meaning of that number mean? It's just these happy little accidents that are asking us that maybe there's a specific meaning, and let's go find out what that number means.
I love it. We want to thank our guest, Nicole DePalma. Angel numbers are around us, and it's up for us to try to interpret them. So thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.